and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word,
oh, yeah.
is the confusion that is in Christianity today. Different messages supposedly from the same Spirit of God. Nothing like that. And the danger of it all is that if listen to another gospel, contrary to what God told her, what happened? She died. The young prophet listened to what the old prophet said, contrary to what God told him. He died. Christians today, listening to those voices again that are contrary to the Bible, dead. You are risking yourself because we are still alive now. We are under grace. The mercy of God is here. He is still allowing the voice of truth. We are spiritual activists. We are activists, the end time preachers, telling the people, come back to the word. Stop all this motivational nonsense going on. Come back to the word. And this is not the period where you go by group. It's now in a personal walk with God first. And so when you stand on a scripture and you're having a sweet relationship with God, obeying the word of God, you will be seeing, receiving all manner of attack. Now you decide to drop a ring. No one a ring, oh. No one wear them. Somebody, another preacher will see you and be disturbing you. And be disturbing. Now your body, you wear them. Now my body, I wear them. Why are you concerned that I am not wearing? You know, they always come, want to, you know, take you away from obeying the word of God. They will do everything. They will fight you. They will frustrate you. In your office, they will frustrate you. In your compound, they will frustrate you. Even among your siblings, they will be fighting you. And are you holy, holy? You are not looking fine. You are not looking this. You are not looking that. Amen. Stand fast and hold the tradition. That's what the Bible says. Every day, what we achieve here after service today, you'll be a better Christian in the name of Jesus. Turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Obey. Trust and obey God. Trust His word. Tell him. Do they fear? Four people, tell four neighbors around you. Trust and obey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Whatever you are going through, let them keep fighting you. Let them keep frustrating you. The Spirit of the Lord, through that song, He said, through the love of God our Savior, all will be well. All
yes, is well. Yes, yes.
Come on, your heart, your heart, your heart, your heart. Everybody now.
Yeah.
doubts arise.
Where doubts arise.
And fear dismay.
And fear dismay.
Those souls they dwell.
Those souls they dwell. Oh, yes. I don't know.
from a confirmed source during the prayers in the powerhouse. I was not there. Prophet Joseph came to my office while the Sunday school was going on, that the Lord said we should praise him today. Prophet Joseph. And I told you, I said, which can prophecy be that? Before Uncle, we know they praise God. I say, You know, every Sunday when we come, we praise God now. I said, which can prophecy be that? Amen. I say, we will praise him now. But I'm standing here now, and he repeated it. Amen. And in this ministry, this is how we confirm. We don't just particularly prophecies that tells you to do something. If not, one spirit will come and be messing us up. Before you know what, hey, church, run around the whole church auditorium 7 times. Pastor, anybody where I vex, finish, go come give me, say, Pastor, the Lord is saying you should not eat or drink for 7 days. Then he will punish me. One time somebody said I should not drive my car some years back. I think that was about 2009 or so. He said, Pastor, say for the whole 1 week that you should not enter your car. There's danger ahead. So when he left, I said, so how could they take a con church? How could they take go out? I said, okay. I continued driving my car. At the end of the 7 days, nothing happened. Nothing happened. I didn't pray over it. And I called the young man. If I hear you keep prophecy in this church again, if I hear anybody say you tell them to do anything again, you will see my red eye. So when I gave that instruction that before you will carry out any instruction, there must be witness. Then these same people, one of them, one day after I gave that instruction, he brought somebody. I said, the Lord, he said you should do this. Confirm. I think you two, you saw it. Then I say, good, that is two. I'm waiting for the third person. They go. And when you don't do it, then go vex. Before we confirm that you are a prophet, why your own prophecy is only bad thing you see? Before we confirm, I must say, you tell me one better thing will come to pass. Then I will say, God has spoken. Don't be going about and giving instruction. The Lord will say, you should not bath for 5 days. The Lord say, when you wake up in the morning, that morning sun, look at it and pray, not lie. And so, when God says we should praise God, the Lord told me he wants to use it and fight a battle for some people. And that is scriptural. Anytime God wants to fight a battle for somebody, he will say, praise me. Are you ready now? Just a few minutes. I don't know who it is for. Somebody, your testimony is about to change for good from today. Are you ready? Are you ready?
There's somebody worshiping.
Your hand.
Come on.
Release it and fight the battle for somebody.
Can you give your praise? Hey! Come on, come on, come on. Hey! He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I call him Iron Breaker. Omnipotent God. Omniscience God. Come on, hey! I said, Obo Chineke ye molu. Kande, 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 kande. Hey, can you dance on to the Lord? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. So hey, 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 can you give him praise?
Tell him why you are worshiping him this morning the way you are doing. Somebody. Tell him why you have made him your God. Tell him.